Today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph of Masechet Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. We are at Abaye Chazye LeRava, about 12 lines into the page. So the Gemara is going to discuss Bein HaShemashos, where we said, what is Bein HaShemashos? What's the definition of Bein HaShemashos? So we said, from the time the sun sets, Kol Zman Shepenei Mizrach Ma'adimin, that the eastern side of the sky is red. So the Gemara discusses, where is the Penei Mizrach exactly? Abaye Chazye LeRava, the Kadav Abaye saw that Rava on Erev Shabbos was looking toward the western part of the sky to see if there was any redness in it. So Amalei V'atani calls Man Shepenei Mizrach Ma'adimin. Maybe you didn't get the memo. It's not supposed to be Pnei Ma'arav Ma'adimin. It's Pnei Mizrach Ma'adimin. It's the eastern side of the sky. So Amalei Rava said back, Mi Savrit Pnei Mizrach Mamish? Lo, Panama Ma'adimin as a Mizrach. It doesn't mean literally the eastern side of the sky. It means the western side of the sky, where in the evening the sun sets in the west and the rays of light cause redness on the eastern side of the sky. Ikeda Amri, some say that the Maisa was the opposite, that Rava Chazil Abaye the Kadavi Lemizrach, that Rava saw Abaye looking toward the east. Amalei Mi Savrit Pnei Mizrach Mamish, do you really think it means Mamish the east? Panavama Adimenes a Mizrach V'simenayich Kavasa, and the simen is like a window, just like the sun enters through a window and it reddens the wall across from it, so too, when the sun sets in the west, it reddens the side on the opposite side of the sky, which is the eastern side of the sky, and that's what we mean by Pnei Mizrach. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, that the length of Bein HaShemashos is from sunset, and then a chatzimil, the amount of time it takes to walk, a chatzimil after that. So, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Harotza Leida Shiru Shal Rabbi Nechemya, if you want to know the exact shir of Rabbi Nechemya for Bein HaShemashos, Yaniya Chama Barosh HaKarmel, leave the sun on the top of Har Karmel, meaning when you see the sun close to Shkia, when it's at the top of the mountains, v'yeru d'yitbol b'yam, v'yale, and you go and you're tovel in the yam, and you come back up, zeh shiur shel Rabbi Nechemya. By the time you're out, that is the shiur of Rabbi Nechemya of Bein HaShemashos. So Amar B'chia, rotzu liros, be'er shel Miriam, if someone wants to see the be'er of Miriam that traveled with the Jewish people in the Midbar, yale l'rosh HaKarmel, he should go up on top of Mount Carmel, v'yitzpe v'yira, and he should take a look, and he should see, k'min k'vara b'yam, a round rock that's like a kavara, it's round in the sea, Vizui Be'er Shemiriam, and that is the Be'er of Miriam. Amar Rav, Mayan Amitaltel Tohar, Vizou Be'er Shel Miriam. A spring of water that can move is Tohar, is not Mekabel Tuma, and you can tovel in it, because the water that springs out from it is not considered Mayim Shu'uvim, because the spring itself is not like a kli, and that is the Be'er of Miriam, that it's the only Mayan HaMetalta that we know about, and its waters are Tahar. So now the Gemara goes back to Bein HaShemashos. So Rabbi Domer Shmuel, Bein HaShemashos Rabbi Yehuda, Kohanim Tovlin Bo. During Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashos, the Kohanim can go to the mikveh, even though they require Harav Shemesh after the Tevila in order to be allowed to eat Truma. The Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Yehuda is actually Vadayom, and therefore there's still time to be Tovel during that Bein HaShemashos. So Laman, Ilema Rabbi Yehuda, who are we assuming like? If you're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda himself, Sveikahu, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that during his Bein HaShemashos it's already a Zman of Safek, it's not Vadayom. Ela Bein HaShemashos Rabbi Yehuda L'Rabbi Yosi Kohanim Tovlin Bo. Rabbi Yosi would tell you, during what Rabbi Yehuda considers Bein HaShemashos, Kohanim could be Tovel. So Pshita, isn't that Pashut, that Kohanim could be Tovel during that time? According to Rabbi Yosi, Bein HaShemashos is Keheref Ayin. So anything that's before that time is Yom Gomer. So the share of Rabbi Yehuda is way larger, is way longer. So of course they could be Tovel during the time of Bein HaShemashos, of Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashos, according to Rabbi Yosi. So says one of the Ma'u, the Tema Bein HaShemashos, Rabbi Yosi Meshach Shayach, with Rabbi Yehuda. I would have thought that the Rabbi Yosi's Bein HaShemashos is included within Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashos, meaning at the very end of Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashos is when Rabbi Yosi's Bein HaShemashos is. And therefore, by the time Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashos is over, so is Rabbi Yosi's. So if a person is Tovel at the end of Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashos, Rabbi Yosi would say he was also Tovel in his Zman of Safek. So Kamash Milan, Deshalim, Ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yehuda, v'hadar maschil Ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yossi. That's why it's telling us that, no, when is Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashos? The moment after Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashos ends. So if you are tovel at any time during Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashos, you are well within range of the Vadayom, according to Rabbi Yossi. So we see that the Ben Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yossi, is still Vadayom, and it's only afterward that Ben Hashmashos actually hits in Rabbi Yossi's view. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Ben Hashmashos of Rabbi Yossi is Vaday Laila. So Amar Rabbi Aruchanam Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Rabbi Yehuda Lin Shabbos, Halach Rabbi Yossi Lin Truma. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Shabbos, and we pass like Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Truma. So apparently it's a suffix, really, who the halacha is like, and that's why we have to go l'chumra in both directions. So says the Gemara, Bish l'malach Rabbi Yehuda l'nin Shabbos l'chumra. I get why Paschal and Rabbi Yehuda, as far as Shabbos is concerned, is a chumra, meaning if you're talking about Erev Shabbos, and if you do malacha during the time of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben HaShmashos, you're going to have to bring an Asham Talui, because you have to be choshesh that that's already really Ben HaShmashos. Aval l'inyan Truma, when we say that halach is like Rabbi Yossi l'nin Truma, mayhi. What do you mean by that? If you mean to tell me that Kohanim could be Tovel during the Ben Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda, because the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that it's still Vada Yom during the Ben Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda, can't say that, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Ben Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda is not Vada Yom, Sveikahi. It's really a Suffolk. So, because we just said that you have to be Choshesh, that it's, as far as Shabbos, that it's a Suffolk. Ela la Achilas Truma, to lo Achli Kohanim Truma ad Shalom Ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yossi. No, what it means is that Kohanim are not allowed to eat Truma until after Harav Shemesh, so they have to wait not just till Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashos is over, but till Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashos is over. That's what it means that we go L'chumra to assume like Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yom Shmuel, Kochav Echad Yom. If you see one star in the sky, then it's daytime. Shnayim, if you see two stars in the sky, Ben Hashmashos. That's Ben Hashmashos. Shlosha, three stars in the sky, Laila. That's Vaday Laila. Tanya Namiyachi, Kochav Echad Yom, Shnayim Ben Hashmashos, Shlosha Laila, Brisa says exactly like that. Amar Rabbi Yossi, lo kochav gedolim d'nirin b'yom, lo kochav ktan m'shein nirin el b'layla, el b'nonim. We're not talking about the very large stars that you can even see during the daytime, nor the very tiny stars that you can't even see at nighttime. They can only see, rather, when it's mamish dark out. Rather, we mean medium-sized stars. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Zvida, ha'osa melacha b'shnei ben hashmashos. If a person does melacha during the two ben hashmashos of Erev Shabbos and of Motzoi Shabbos in one helim, then chayiv chatos manav shach. Then he's for sure going to be chayiv chatos, because he either was mechal Shabbos on the way in or on the way out. Amar le rav l'shamei atun dolo kim luchu b'shiru d'rabanan. You who are not bekiyim in the shiurim of the chachamim as far as when ben hashmashos is, when the sun is on the top of the palm trees, meaning when it's still daytime, you should light candles. So the Gemara says, on a cloudy day where you're not going to know where the sun is, mai, then when should you light candles? Bimasa chazi tarnagola bedavra orvi. And if you're in the city, so you should look at the tarnagolim, that they sit on the koros when it's still daytime, and if you're in the field where there are no tarnagolim in the midbar, then look at the orvin. Inami adoni, or another way to check when you're not in the ear, when you're in the sada, is there's a certain type of grass or weed that its leaves point toward the sun, wherever the sun is. So in the morning, the leaves bend toward the east, and at midday, the leaves are straight up, and in the evening, they bend toward the west. So through that, you'll be able to know where the sun is, even on a cloudy day. Okay, we're going to stop there, and Hashem, next time, we'll pick up from there at the two dots on Lamed Hayam and Beis.